solutions are not political. They engage political circles. Good morning and welcome to It's Rainmaking Time. I'm Kim Greenhouse. I have a brief and wonderful little story for you. Listen to this. You see a frog swimming in a pot on a stove. And it's having a very good time because it's in water. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up to the frog in the pot that's nice and cool in the water. It turns up the stove just a little bit. And it turns to its friend, another frog that's in there, and says, "Wow, it's gotten a little warm in here." And anyway, it keeps swimming around. It's having a good time. And a few minutes later, somebody comes up to the stove and turns it up just a little bit. Frog says, "Wow, it's getting kind of really warm in here, but we're going to hang out and see what happens." They're swimming, they're having a great time, and somebody comes up another time and turns up the stove just a little bit. I'm telling you, just a little bit. And now it's hot. This pot is hot. This frog and its other friend frog, they are hot, and they are uncomfortable. But heck, they're playing, they're wrestling around in that pot. They stay in, though. And somebody comes up just a few minutes later, turns up the stove, and these frogs are gone because they've been cooked. Thus is the power of incremental, imperceptible change. What you're being introduced to today is the fact that solutions are not political. However, they engage political circles. Solutions are not meant to be political. But when they're introduced, for some reason, they engage in such a large way politics that they're often deflected, resisted, attacked, and sometimes the people associated with them are not only attacked, but they are completely dismissed from society. The man that we've invited to the show today has been a health researcher for the last 30 years, at least. He is the author of Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, The Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity. What he is about to introduce to us today is the fact that the health of the colon has been missed by the mainstream medical community and the alternative health industry. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. David Webster.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for being with It's Rainmaking Time.
It's a pleasure.
I've asked you to be on the show today because there are so many infomercials and so much advertising, both in print, mainstream, and alternative media that has to do with health, that the public is deluged with tremendous misinformation and buzz about every organ in their body, let alone the products that they purchase for them. And after reading your book, Achieve Maximum Health, it occurred to me that Katie Couric needs to know about this solution for the colon. And people don't necessarily have to die and be ill and be sick. I think what I'd like you to do for the public is introduce, what does the colon do? Why do we need to pay attention to it? And what is it that's the key that's been missed by the mainstream and alternative health industry?
Well, it's actually from birth, if we're breastfed, we have a protective coating in our colon, which is the first organ that's developed. Everything else is developed after the colon. And if the breast milk reaches the colon in the infant, it immediately starts to generate, every 20 minutes, it makes a duplication. So every 24 hours, we have trillions of bacteria, acidophilus-type bacteria from mother. And the genetic code, of course, is perfect. So we have human-to-human bacteria that should survive a lifetime, and it does, unless something destroys it. And there are two or three things that destroy it. Number one, we don't take care of it after we've got it. It's like planting seeds and have a wonderful lawn and then let it go to hell because we don't take care of it and the weeds come in. The big impact was in 1940 when antibiotics came along. That just wiped everything out, and no one thought at the time, what should we put back in?
When you say it wiped everything out, in the context of what?
In the colon. All the good bacteria were knocked out, because Acidophilus is very sensitive to antibiotics, and antibiotics are nonspecific. Penicillin was working when it first came out because we hadn't had been introduced to anything of that nature. So it actually helped us, and it's overpopulated the earth because it saved lives. So it's a good thing in the sense that it stops bacterial infection. But we've overused it, and we hear about it every, you know, once in a while. We find it in the paper or hear it on TV. What are we going to do? We're running out of antibiotics. We've got broad spectrum that don't seem to work in everybody. And the reason is because we've overused them. And what we ended up with was symptom complexes. We're being treated for symptom complexes generated from the colon by toxic bacteria that have taken over like weeds in the lawn. Now, we've got to eradicate those weeds and go back to where we were at birth and get this protection, or else we're going to die of degenerative disease conditions, because the bacteria byproducts are molecular toxic waste. It's no different than pollution in the air. We can die from that. There's people that have died, farmers, just working with their animals because of the ammonia and the scatol and the hydrogen sulfide gas. It's a killer. So the whole process is to replace the good bacteria that we've lost in order to support our immune system. The immune system is supported in the colon at birth with nature's laws, and until it's broken by some, you know, either antibiotics or just not being educated enough to maintain it, why then we're going to run into toxic bacteria overload. And the amount of bacteria that we're talking about here is one-third of the colon weight. The weight of the colon's filled is 5 pounds, we'll say, and one-third of that is bacteria. So the impact is an incredible amount of toxic waste feeding back from the colon. It goes right up into the liver, actually. It goes up the portal vein. The blood goes into the liver, and the liver is the oil filter of the car. So if you can drive the car without a clean oil filter, let me know. It's impossible. When you go to a mechanic, he drains the oil. You go to a doctor, and he just puts more medication in the body, or the mechanic would just add some additives to clean the motor a little bit from outside and maybe a little bit inside, but still the oil filter is dirty because he didn't drain the oil. So the colon has to be relatively the same thing. It has to be redone, has to be drained, and then can be recharged one more time to protect our immune system.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuning in, you are listening to It's Rainmaking Time, and we are talking with David Webster, who has been investigating and researching maximum health for 30 years. He's the author of Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, The Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity, and I'm Kim Greenhouse. Thank you for tuning in. David, for many years, people have been giving themselves enemas. People have been taking acidophilus after they have had series of antibiotics, and many of us have been thinking we're doing the right thing. So are you saying there's something else we're supposed to be doing, or have I not been doing the right thing?
Well, scientifically, there's no evidence at all from these acidophilus manufacturers. They can't come up with anything at all that it works. I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Nature's provided hydrochloric acid in our stomachs. If we didn't have this very strong hydrochloric acid, well, we wouldn't even have a human race. Everybody would never have lasted. We wouldn't have come out very long of the womb and stayed around, because there's just too much going on in the body for us to try to take acidophilus orally, because it's going to be destroyed. And even if it does get down, like some of the manufacturers claim, in the small intestine, for example, well, that's sterile. There's no scientific evidence there at all. I mean, let's just talk about the science of the thing. First of all, it's killed in the hydrochloric acid of the stomach. That's our first line of defense. The acid is very, very strong there. It's from 1 to 3. It goes maybe to 4 pH acid when it's during digestion of food. It might go to 4. Now, acidophilus dies at 4. So there's no way that it can get down there. If they try to enteric coat it and put it down in there, it'll go down through the sterilized stomach, and the few that make it will be transient, going through 12 to 14 feet of small intestine. Then it ends up on the right side where the appendix is. Now, if there's any good bacteria left, they're all going to be overwhelmed by the weeds in the garden, as I spoke earlier as an analogy, because there'll be the wrong environment. They can't germinate in an alkali pH. And that's what antibiotics and the failure of medicine to replace the good bacteria that we lost after birth, and we see all these symptom complexes we're being treated for and medical costs going up and up because that was a failure of reimplantation. That's what we're up against. Now, if you try to take some vegetable seeds, say, let's use a romaine, and try to put it in a vacant lot and water it and give it plenty of sun and try to stimulate the growth, it won't live. It won't even germinate because it can't stand alkalinity. And vacant lots are alkali, usually. So that's why we put fertilizer in the soil to make it slightly acid. And then we get germination of the romaine seeds and other types of vegetable seeds.
So are you saying, you know, there's been many books out recently on pH, but I have never seen a book out yet that contended with pH of the colon as a specific target.
That's right. I've talked to medical people over the years, and they never got the education. Now, if I can go back just for a moment, I'll tell you exactly what happened. During the Fathers of Medicine from 1840 to, say, 1940, 1940 is when Fleming came out with penicillin. There was 100 years of research that was just getting into what's going on with degenerative disease conditions. And the Pasteur Institute, with Nobel Prize winners, by the way, came up with the solutions. They came up with the answers to the problem of the loss of the good bacteria. Now, they tried orally. It didn't work. So they had to try it rectally because in the baby, there's no hydrochloric acid. It goes directly from the mother's breast and into the baby's colon. That's a big part of this thing, to know that. Then, when we became older, they found out we had hydrochloric acid. Then they said, uh-oh, it's dying, and we can't do it that way, so we're going to have to bypass all of the upper GI, where all these different acids are and chemicals in the stomach. We're going to have to go rectally, and we'll put it in rectally, and there'll be no problem. We can reestablish the good bacteria. I've seen probably over 1,000 people clinically for 6 years. I no longer have the office, but I know from the research that I acquired and actually applied that this is what can happen to a person's colon flora. You can get it back in. Now, while I was there and in the process of leaving the clinic, I was approached with the idea that, well, somebody can do this at home. This isn't that big of a deal. So during the show, in fact, right now, if you like, I can give the 800 number, and they can get a brochure to find out how to get this bacteria back in their colon at home.
David, why don't you give out that 800 number, and then we're going to move to an interactive presentation. We're going to switch gears, and we'll be back. Go ahead and give your 800 number.
800-943-0054.
And why don't you say it again for audiences listening?
800-943-0054. 0054, and I have two websites that I'll bring up later on if they'll still
go ahead,
there.
Go ahead and give it now, and then we'll bring you back in.
www.thewhole.com. And the other one is an unbiased testimonial that they can see a person had colitis that came to the clinic. And he was so excited that he saved his colon and his health and his family and their income. His is www.colon.uncom. That's uncom.com. And if there's any questions, why, you'll find it in the 800 number brochure.
We're also going to take some questions on the show, but we're going to switch gears and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with It's Rainmaking Time and David Webster. How many of you have thought about the fact that unfinished business may have something to do with an element beyond your comprehension, like leftover memory and association from other times, places, events, and connections with other people that you know, souls that you know, rather than just in our current body of affairs? You know, it's not an easy concept to accept, but for many of us, it's amazingly true. The history we attempt to figure out in this lifetime often has its roots during other time frames, and these time frames are accessible by a few people around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Roberta Herzog, the author of The Akashic Records, Your Soul's Journey Through Time. Roberta, are you there?
I sure am.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Lovely show.
Thank you.
Great information.
Thank you.
One of the things that I try to point out to people that in an hour's time, I try to provide a person with compelling and accurate information about this lifetime and time phrase and frames and issues that are part of the current tapestry of your life today. And this uncovers and resolves very perplexing and missing interpretive pieces of your present life and the people in it. And people can reach me if they want with regard to my work with the Akashic Records at robertaherzog.com, and I'd be happy to send you a free booklet that I'll send you anywhere in the world about my work. And, you know, a lot of people come to this information and they say, what in the world is an Akashic reading? What are the Akashic Records? And, you know, these are records of lifetimes that you had before. And people come seeking information about their work, problems with loved ones, issues with their health, finances, vocations, issues that now seem to be chronic in their life, and they keep attracting these same issues over and over and over. So my point of view is that working with correctly read, and I really mean correctly read past life information, can really be a solution. You know, you and I have spoken about 33 years that I've been in this work doing these readings for many, many years. It's a long time. It's a privilege to serve. And, yeah, I do have a book out on the Akashic Records. It's just been published. And
it's so beautiful. This book is so beautiful. I really want to confirm this. I read it cover to cover. I would not have anybody on the show whose work I hadn't been familiar with or book I hadn't read and scoped out. It is so beautiful, no matter what your religion or tradition. This is a absolute elegant motif of ancient work and knowledge for anybody. And go ahead, Roberta, give them your contact information.
It's my name. It's very simple. It's Roberta Herzog, H-E-R-Z-O-G. RobertaHerzog.com, and the book has colored illustrations. To my knowledge, Kim, this is the only book on the Akashic Records ever written by a person with my experience. I'm not wanting to sound egotistical, and I'm not, but 33 years is a long time, and I'm very classically trained as a medium. I know the ethics. I know the responsibility of giving accurate information, and, of course, not giving accurate information. There's a lot of people out there that don't give accurate information, and they mess up a lot of people's lives. I don't do that. And so this is the first time that I've done anything like this with anyone, and I am delighted to be here with you and to help you in your journey and to give to people some of the information about an interesting way to get information into their life, to get it accurately, and how they can work with it.
Well, I want to thank you for being here, and again, I want to welcome all of you to pick up the book, The Akashic Records, Your Soul's Journey Through Time by Roberta Herzog. God bless you, and thanks for being here, Roberta.
Thank you. Keep tuning into It's
Rainmaking Time.
I sure will. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning into It's Rainmaking Time. I'm Kim Greenhouse. We are bringing David Webster back, the author of Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, The Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity. We were just talking about the fact that acidophilus does not make it through the hydrochloric acid in the stomach.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, David. My mother just recently had a root canal a few months ago. And after she had this root canal, to, quote, prevent infection, her well-intentioned dentist put her on a series of antibiotics. Now, she still developed an infection, and then she went on another round of antibiotics, very strong, I might add, and she's 75 years old. Hello to Joanne Greenhouse and a big hug. Now, we gave her acidophilus afterward, but the reality is I knew, reading your book, that it wasn't going to do what the doctor thought. But we went ahead and did what the doctor said, because it was better than giving her enemas at 75 years of age, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Some people can do it, and some people are not in a place to do it.
Right.
So it created a conflict for me because I wanted to tell the doctor, I wanted to share this, but I didn't want to insult her. I didn't want to offend her. I didn't want to, it's a very delicate thing, transmitting and communicating ancient knowledge or new knowledge with our doctors, because there's a tremendous vulnerability as a patient. Even when the patient has done their homework and the doctor doesn't have time to be current or has missed something like a large part of the profession, and she was well-intentioned. And the truth is, most of them, in my experience, well-intentioned, good people, they're doing the best job that they know how, are not going to take the time or not willing to take the time to read a book from somebody, A, they don't know, on something that's been around for years and years and years, and everybody does it. I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Well, sure. This book is 230 pages, and it's all medically edited, but it's written in a layman's term, so everybody can understand this. This is a manual, just like if you bought a Mercedes or a Cadillac or anything else, they got specs for the mechanic to fix the thing, but the medical people don't have this knowledge. The reason they don't have it is because there's nobody alive, actually, because 1940, you have to be pretty old right now if you were practicing medicine to say, well, I think this is the knowledge that we lost, and this is what we've got to reinstate. So that's my job, and that's why I took so many years since 1974 all through the medical libraries and all. But the way it started out was, it was from a man who was 90 years old that gave me the knowledge of the missing link from the Pasteur Institute. So I inherited all of the knowledge that he had accumulated from Europe. I was the one that was the candidate, he said, when he handed it to me. You're the candidate.
What was his name?
Mr. Fritz. He was in California in Pacific Palisades, had a health food store for 50 years. So he knew the whole historic perspective he knew about. So with that knowledge, the foundation of disease, degenerative disease from toxic bacteria byproducts, I was able to go to medical libraries and study what they had to offer. And there's nothing, believe me, if there was, we'd know about it. I'm the only one on the planet that has this knowledge because he was the only one that had it and they gave it to me. Now, maybe there's still some out there somewhere, but nobody's going to talk about it because of the connotation of the subject matter. But we're dying because we're eliminating at ignorance this subject, and it's very easy to find out how to fix the colon so it won't cause you to die of all of the symptom complexes from heart disease all the way through. Now, if a person doesn't want to use the kit at home, there's an alternative.
What kit are you talking about?
The Webster implant technique that I brought from the clinic into making it available for people to buy at the 800 number and use at home. They can reestablish the bacteria. Everything is in the kit to do that at home. It's very simple. It takes a couple of days, and you don't have to keep doing it, going through all these phony cleansing routines. That's all outdated. That's all came about. All of these herbal laxatives, all this misinformation you talked about is here because this knowledge that's in this book is not available to the public and the medical people. Now, there's a way to go about this. Your mother could have taken Proflor away. The FDA handbook of non-prescription drugs states that you do not have to take acidophilus to stimulate the growth of acidophilus that may be latent in your colon. If she had one good acidophilus bacteria after the antibiotics, she could take 2 to 3 to 4 tablespoons of whey, which tastes great. Use it like powdered milk if you want to. It goes, it's a slow absorption factor, it's called scientifically. When you take it orally, it goes down through the small intestine, the stomach. There's no bacteria to be killed, but it ends up at the cecum. And there's where the culture begins. That's what Metchnikoff and the Pasteur Institute and all said. This is the beginning of the end of the human race. Right here. They took an appendix that a person had appendicitis. They drew out the poison and they jammed it into a guinea pig. He was dead in 3 minutes. this is critical stuff. I hope the people are out there listening and have a chance to call the 800 number and follow up on this.
Yes, well, we're going to actually have call-ins in just a few minutes, but I have to ask you a question. You're speaking about ProFlora Whey.
Right.
And you and I live in a universe now where people are just beginning to hear about whey protein. Now, you are not at this juncture speaking of whey protein.
Yeah.
You're speaking of whey.
Whole whey, the whole whey that comes in it's the water on yogurt, actually.
Well, nobody can find it.
Well, you can. On the 800 number, we've been having it go out for the last 7 to 8 years.
Is this human-grade whey? What kind of whey is it?
Right. It's processed, air-dried, all the nutrients, electrolytes, vitamin B complex, everything that's in milk is fermented in the cheese-making process. And then instead of just flat drying it like they do with powdered milk and cheap whey that you find maybe in a health food store, if the person asks long enough, they can get some animal-grade whey. But this is USDA-approved for human use. But there's never been any promotion. No one knows about what it is. So it's very difficult for the public to figure the thing out. But I'll tell you, once they figure it out, they keep reordering the whey because that's the thing that keeps the good bacteria alive and well in their colon, and they feel the energy pick up, and they don't have to go to the and getting treated for these symptom complexes. There's no more toxins.
But see, let me just, on a just pure base level, most of us energetically, I would bet you, if we took a poll, think and accept the fact that in the colon there's going to be bad stuff because of, quote, what it does. You know, you're like talking about, you know, practically the bowels of the body, right?
Right.
So people expect for there to be bad bacteria, and that's where it hangs out. I don't think that the public knows that this organ is not only an elimination organ, a big elimination organ, but it's an organ of digestion, which you write about in the book. Mm-hmm. What does the digestion part come in? I don't understand that.
Well, the ferment, the colon becomes a putrefactive chamber, 5 feet long, 1.5 inches, 2 inches in diameter, if it's alkali pH. The whole thing's based on acid and alkali in the colon. So when we're born, we have a 6 pH. 7 is neutral. Now, if we're maintaining this 6 pH, the bacteria that are spores, they're enteric coated, they're in little capsules, they can get through the hydrochloric acid, and those are the ones that get into the appendix eventually. And if it's alkali at the source, it spreads throughout 5 feet of colon, and it ends up just in a putrefactive bad odor. The stool sinks instead of floating, so you don't have to go to a doctor. When you have an elimination, if your stool has a bad odor, you've got a putrefactive bacteria that's taken over your body, and that means alkalinity is when you die, your body turns to alkali, and that's what starts decomposition. And that's where the bad odor is, and that's why you find people in third world countries with masks on and air breathers, because everything smells so bad, because the body is putrefying. This is what's going on right now that's causing the cancer and the whole thing with Katie Couric. My God, I don't know what to do about it.
Let me ask you something. Most of us have bad odor when we eliminate.
That's because we've all been shot to hell with antibiotics and no information.
That may be, but are you literally saying that if we take this whey and we clean out the colon, that this is going to change?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me ask you something. What I'd like to do is open up the lines for calls. The call-in number for its rainmaking time is 1-877-625-3724. Let's take it from the top, everybody. 1-877-625-3724. Call us now and address your questions to David Webster. And the other thing is, I want to say to audiences listening on the internet and around the world, in the first show that we produced, we brought you a solution called Primary Water, in which we introduced to you the fact that there is a universe of available pure water that is here for humanity that has nothing to do with rainfall. And even though that was broadcast, I don't think most people really got what we talked about. What we talked about was a solution to end the water fights in the world, to end the droughts in the world. What we told you with Bill Cox on the first show was that there is an available universe of water that is above the Earth's magma that has nothing to do with rainfall. And that means that countries do not have to go thirsty. People do not have to die of thirst, of dehydration. And the privatization of water doesn't have to happen because there's no shortage of water. Because we are looking in a different location, we are focusing in a different location to make something that was considered a drought, something that was considered not available, available in plenitude. On the second show, we did a segment on magnetism. We told you that the Earth's magnetic field is declining. We introduced a pioneer in the area of magnetics to you. We explained to you that magnetism also has to do critically with your health and well-being. We introduced the fact that bipolar magnets inside a bed are going to create more danger than help. And we opened up a world of alternative in the area of health with Dr. Dean Bonley. And now we're introducing you to the fact that you are not getting proper information with regard to the well-being of the colon, a gateway into the body having to do with the rest of health. We're letting you know that the fathers of medicine had the answer many, many years ago, but because of the introduction of antibiotics and both its prevailing influence of that time and this time, that we have missed a key part of the science, ladies and gentlemen. And David Webster, the author of Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, the Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity, has been explaining to you that all the infomercials, billion-dollar industries in medicine and alternative health, are not giving you the key answers and the key information and the knowledge to make informed decisions and choices. This is its rainmaking time because we are bringing you honest and authentic information that is being blocked or not delivered in either public or private broadcasting and print. It's Rainmaking Time is not a show about talk. It is a show about accountability. And I'm Kim Greenhouse and very excited to open up the line to a man named Jim in Surprise, Arizona. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jim.
Yes.
Good hearing. Mr. Webster, I'm curious. I was listening to about the bacteria in the colon. How about people suffering from IBS or irritable bowels?
So many people. I've had a fellow from the L.A. Times that's part of the family of the L.A. Times trying to get my message out in the news, and he's failed. And he's been a member of one of the original IBS groups. They're all over. And I'm sure by you asking this question, you're familiar with that. Now, the problem is alkalinity. Antibiotics causes irritable bowel. It goes from IBS, that's diarrhea and constipation, then it goes to more antibiotics, and then it goes to colitis. And then it goes to colon cancer because it's never been put back in place. The bricks were taken away from the house, and the roof is falling in. The foundation is gone. And I have a list of things that cause IBS right here in front of me, and I'll just top it off with here they are. Amino, ammonia, histamine, hydrogen sulfide gas, indole, scatol, phenylcarbolic acid, that is, and tyramine. Those are just a few. There's about 36 in there. 14 are dealing with mental problems like Alzheimer's. Some of the things can work on the central nervous system, these toxins. It goes, as you know, and most people know, everything starts with atoms, and then it goes to molecules, and then it goes to bacteria, and then it builds up the chain. Well, bacteria byproducts is what's causing the problem. They're molecular toxic waste. They can be stopped. And the few bacteria that cause IBS can be eliminated immediately by changing the pH on them, because that's the ones that are taking over that are causing the problem. And the body's trying to get rid of it, and it's losing electrolytes, so that's what's happening.
please give out your 800 number. We are here with David Webster, the author of Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, The Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity. Mr. Webster, please give out your phone number.
Sure, 800-943-0054.
Okay. Jim, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get your question answered?
I sure did. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Jim, you got an answer.
We have Lady Carla Davis in Orlando calling in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, David Webster. I was also going to ask for your 800 number and where we could obtain your book and your products.
Sure.
So I have it now. Thank you.
Okay.
And Kim, I'm really enjoying your show, and I'd like to know if the listeners will be able to get CDs or transcripts of previous shows.
Yes, the answer is thank you for asking again. We will be making copies of the show available after the show. We're in the midst right now of setting it up so that you can purchase a CD. We're in the process of that, and we should have that ready for you next week, where you can get any of the shows that you like and enjoy and share it with your loved ones. Is there any other questions?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. We really enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so look, this is obviously going to ruffle some feathers, David Webster, because the acidophilus community obviously is trying to do something good, but how can they be missing the science is my question. How can they miss the science? They've got to know, or do they not know?
There's no money in health.
There's no money in health? You don't think there's money in health?
No, I'm saying there. You know, from a manufacturing point of view for acidophilus, there's no money in exposing the truth about their products to the public, because they've been doing it since 1980, and they've managed to do it because, like you say, we need money to get this message across. I haven't had the chance to do it. Maybe 70 radio shows over the years, and the people that find out why they understand and they apply the knowledge. It's a matter of ignorance against knowledge, and as long as there's ignorance, they're going to sell acidophilus to the, well, there's a sucker born every day, somebody said, and that's what's going on.
Well, let me ask you something. See, I'd like to challenge you on one part of this.
Sure.
And the part I'd like to challenge you on is that I maintain that it is possible to introduce the science to forgive the ignorance or it being passed over with those manufacturers, and to introduce the science so that their products are introduced in context and in alignment and can be truly utilized by the people.
They can't be utilized because they've got to be human to human and animal to animal and plant to plant. Some of these products are plants. Most of them are animals. They make damn good yogurt, but scientifically they don't fit in the colon of the human being.
Well, explain that, because most of us don't understand what you're talking about.
There's
explain that point.
We humans have different biochemistry. You can't cross over into animal bacteria, and even though they're not harmful, they're good bacteria, the acidophilus that make the yogurt and the fermented dairy products, cheese and all that. Those are all the good side. Those are the acid-loving bacteria, acidophilus, A-C-I-D-O, P-I-L-U-S. Acidophilus means acid. Acid loving. It's a Greek word. So if we don't have this knowledge, well, we just end up with putrefactive bacteria, and I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, wait one second here. In your WIT kit, part of after the colon is cleansed, some type of acidophilus is introduced, is it not?
Human grade.
What's the distinction? Say that and really reel in on that, because we don't know this.
Well, they extract bacteria in the laboratories, and they culture it for maybe to make cheese. You'll always find it around a dairy products that have any kind of fermentative, like sour cream, yogurt, cottage cheese, wherever that is. And when it sits, there's water that rises to the top, and people throw it away because they never found out what it's about. That water is whey. Now, whey feeds good bacteria of all kinds. That's their food. If we feed the good bacteria with this whey, whole whey, not the protein, whey protein that's on the market, I use every day myself because it's number one grade for protein. There's no bacteria
in it. Correct.
and I add that to whole whey, so I pump up the protein for whole whey, which is limited, lesser, and that way I'm getting a full shot of what I should be getting in fermented. Now, the fermented side of it makes it bioavailable, meaning it goes directly as a chelator. You take vitamins with it in a smoothie, you can chelate much better into your bloodstream. The vitamins, they break down and they work better because fermentation takes care of a lot of pre-digestion.
Dad, I want to bring you back. I want to bring you back to my original question on acidophilus. I understand what you said. However, I don't understand this distinction of acidophilus. Are you saying that not all acidophilus is the same?
Well, most of it is very inexpensive to manufacture because it's from dairy.
Okay.
And the human is grade is difficult to establish and have shelf life, for example,
right,
and still get it to the public. And so the only one that I've ever been working with clinically and have found over the years is Chiodophilus, and that's made in Japan. That was made before.
Spell it for us.
Chiodophilus. Chiodophilus.
Chiodophilus?
Chiodophilus, yes.
Okay, from
Japan? Doesn't mean a thing if you go out right now and get in the car and hurry up and buy it before everybody else does and take it. It won't work any more than your mother had any luck with it, and your mother was taking acidophilus that wasn't human. It
actually
doesn't matter.
Exactly, and how I know for a fact that what you're saying is true is because I gave her Chiodophilus because that's what I had in the house, and she had not had a cleanse. She had not had the whole, you know, the human-grade whey, and that's why it didn't work.
Right, right. Sure.
So
Didn't drain the oil in the car before you put in the good oil.
Okay, now hold that thought. I'm going to give the 800 number out again. Who knows who's listening to It's Rainmaking Time? 1-877-625-3724. Let's take it from the top. 1-877-625-3724. Let's hear from you. We're a new show, and we're here every Saturday morning. Now, here's the thing. If you want a show delivering to you people that are accountable on a whole systems level, the truth-telling, the science behind the marvelous works and discoveries in the world, then we need to know that you're listening. Now, we know that you don't want to be bothered on a Saturday morning necessarily. You're probably listening to this in your car. You're on your way somewhere. You have people to see, things to do, places to go to. You have family that you want to be with. Some of you may be listening to the show on the internet, and we thank you very much because probably you may not feel like sitting in front of a computer, an electromagnetic emanator on a Saturday morning. But the reality is we're here and we're live. This show is live. We're pulling in people from all over the world to bring you the best that we can find in the area of discovery, in the area of accountability, and we back everything we say. Nobody's coming on this show, It's Rainmaking Time, unless they have been thoroughly checked out, their work is clean, and what they're offering is clean. And so we want to hear from you, and the way we can make this show viable over time, meaning that to continue, is you need to let us know that you're there. And the way you can let us know is one of two things. You either call 818-225-1885, the Rainmaking Company in California, and you let us know you're listening and give us your comments and feedback and suggestions or things you're thinking about or good things that happen listening or anything that is coming to you about the show. We're interested in you. If there's any way we can be of service to you to help bring your contributions to the world, we're interested. That's what we do for a living. And also, you can go on the World Wide Web to rainmaking.com. Go to the site and please send us an email. We need to know you're listening. Now, we are going to be doing a show on the Arbitron ratings and the Nielsen ratings. And let me tell you, I haven't heard one person yet that has done any type of a job on the behind-the-scenes aspects, the inner workings of the rating systems for radio and television. If you want a discerning, probing, illuminating dialogue, stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, We do not know that you're there, and we want to know that you're there. So by sending an email to itsrainmakingtime.com or calling us at 818-225-1885, that will help let us know that you're there. And then we also want you to know that we have 6 minutes available of advertising that are ready now to put your work in front of the public. You should know that in most cases, in most businesses, businesses make things happen based on promotion. We are making things happen based on attraction, based on magnetism, based on the invitation to come here. So we're pulling, not pushing. David Webster, is there anything else you'd like to say to the public right now before we go into another part of It's Rainmaking Time?
Well, I'll leave that up to your listeners if they want to ask a question.
If there's any other listeners, we'll just give a quick 1-800 number again to the show, 1-877-625-3724. 1-877-625-3724. Let's hear from you. You're very shy over there. We don't know what it is. Maybe you didn't like that analogy of the frog in the pot. But trust me when I tell you that incrementalism has its power because of its imperceptible nature and slow cooking mechanism. And so please don't take that personally. I've been a frog in the pot many times.
Well, I can add to that. The colon's the same analogy as that frog, because it's what's happening is putrefaction is just going on 24 hours a day until the person drops from a heart attack or something else.
I think that I'd like to have you back on again at a later date, and I want to bring some doctors on the phone with you.
Sure.
I'd like to invite some scientists on the phone.
Right.
And I would like to talk to some of the people that, with good intention, administer acidophilus without really recognizing or knowing about the science that's inherent
right.
in the body.
That's right.
And I want to thank you, David Webster,
all
for
right.
joining us with It's Rainmaking Time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get David's book, Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, The Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity. This is Kim Greenhouse, and I'm going to spend a few minutes talking with you right now, and then we're going to close. We're going to have a little bit of, let me see, is there somebody on here? Russ in Parker?
Yes.
Hi, Russ.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I take arginine for various reasons, and it gives me horrendous diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if there's any way I can prevent the diarrhea.
The diarrhea is bacterial cause. You got to get rid of the bacteria. Then you can do, see that symptomatic treatment you're doing. It's either natural or synthetic, whatever it is, drugs or natural stuff. You got to go back to and always think in terms of breastfeeding in the beginning. And that's what we should have been maintaining, and we've lost it. Primitive people don't have that problem. People that live in isolated areas, in the Himalayas, for example, where there isn't any antibiotics, perhaps, in isolated areas, you don't find these degenerative conditions.
So we have 2 minutes, David. Russ, what question did you have exactly?
Arginine is known for causing diarrhea, and I was wondering if there is a way to stop it.
Oh, I see. Well, the bacteria would be the first approach, because then you can see if that's what's causing it. You may not have a problem with arginine if you have the right bacteria. And you can tell if there's a bacteria problem just by odor. There shouldn't be any odor when you have an elimination.
All right. And Russ, thank you for calling in. Where is Parker, by the way?
Southeast of Denver.
Denver, I am so glad you're listening, and I hope you've been tuning into the show, and I hope you'll tune in and tell all your friends about it. I really appreciate you calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ. Okay, we are closing. We have about a minute left. Monique, ask your question quickly from Orlando.
I have a question, David.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the show, and I missed the first 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Could you give again the title of your book, and if you have a website?
Here we go. Achieve Maximum Health, Colon Flora, The Missing Link in Immunity, Health, and Longevity by David Webster. Go to thewholeway.com.